Cheryl Schiltz feels like she's perpetually falling. And because she feels like she's falling, she falls. When she stands up without support, she looks, within moments, as if she were standing on a precipice about to plummet. First, her head wobbles and tilts to one side, and her arms reach out to try to stabilize her stance. Soon, her whole body is moving chaotically back and forth, and she looks like a person walking a tightrope in that frantic seesaw moment before losing his balance, except that both her feet are firmly planted on the ground, wide apart. She doesn't look like she is only afraid of falling, more like she's afraid of being pushed. "You look like a person teetering on a bridge," I say. "Yeah, I feel I am going to jump, even though I don't want to." Watching her more closely, I can see that as she tries to stand still, she jerks, as though an invisible gang of hoodlums were pushing and shoving her, first from one side, then from another, cruelly trying to knock her over. Only this gang is actually inside her, and has been doing this to her for 5 years. When she tries to walk, she has to hold on to a wall, and still she staggers like a drunk. For Cheryl, there is no peace, even after she's fallen to the floor. "What do you feel when you've fallen?" I ask her. "Does the sense of falling go away once you've landed?" "There have been times," says Cheryl, "when I literally lose the sense of the feeling of the floor, and an imaginary trap door opens up and swallows me." Even when she has fallen, she feels she is still falling, perpetually, into an infinite abyss. Cheryl's problem is that her vestibular apparatus, the sensory organ for the balance system, isn't working. She is very tired, and her sense that she is in free fall is driving her crazy because she can't think about anything else. She fears the future. Soon after her problem began, she lost her job as an international sales representative and now lives on a disability check of $1,000 a month. She has a newfound fear of growing old, and she has a rare form of anxiety that has no name. An unspoken and yet profound aspect of our well-being is based on having a normally functioning sense of balance. In the 1930s, the psychiatrist Paul Schilder studied how a healthy sense of being and a stable body image are related to the vestibular sense. When we talk of feeling settled or unsettled, balanced or unbalanced, rooted or rootless, grounded or ungrounded, we are speaking a vestibular language, the truth of which is fully apparent only in people like Cheryl. Not surprisingly, people with her disorder often fall to pieces psychologically, and many have committed suicide. We have senses we don't know we have until we lose them. Balance is one that normally works so well, so seamlessly, that it is not listed among the five that Aristotle described and was overlooked for centuries afterward. The balance system gives us our sense of orientation in space. Its sense organ, the vestibular apparatus, consists of three semicircular canals in the inner ear that tell us when we are upright and how gravity is affecting our bodies by detecting motion in three-dimensional space. One canal detects movement in the horizontal plane, another in the vertical plane, and another when we are moving forward or backward. The semicircular canals contain little hairs in a fluid bath. When we move our head, the fluid stirs the hairs, which send a signal to our brains telling us that we have increased our velocity in a particular direction. Each movement requires a corresponding adjustment of the rest of the body. If we move our heads forward, our brains tell an appropriate segment of our bodies to adjust unconsciously so that we can offset that change in our center of gravity and maintain our balance. The signals from the vestibular apparatus go along a nerve to a specialized clump of neurons in our brain, called the vestibular nuclei, which process them, then send commands to our muscles to adjust themselves. A healthy vestibular apparatus also has a strong link to our visual system. When you run after a bus with your head bouncing up and down as you race forward, you are able to keep that moving bus at the center of your gaze because your vestibular apparatus sends messages to your brain, telling it the speed and direction in which you are running. These signals allow your brain to rotate and adjust the position of your eyeballs to keep them directed at your target, the bus.